Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing.
We want to invite you for this Sunday morning to a special Father's Day service that we're having at Living Word Church. You know, all this week we've been talking about love, that God is love. So come and celebrate Father God with us this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We have a spectacular service planned to honor fathers. So please come. You know, maybe you may say, oh, well, this is a bad time for me because I got this going on with my kids or my own father this. No, we're celebrating the love of the Father, God the Father. So come on in and celebrate with us this Sunday morning. All are welcome. I'll say, well, I don't, cause sometimes people say, well, I don't want the first time that I go to the church to be when they're eating, or they think I'm just coming for the food, or they think I'm just coming for this special event.
Yeah.
Well, why do you think we're having the food at the special event?
To get you to come. To get you to come.
A lot of times people say that. Well, I don't want to come the Sunday that y'all are doing the big meal because I don't want people to think that I'm just coming to eat. No, yeah. That's why the food is there.
That's right. We want you to come and eat. That's right, Dee.
That's why we're having the special service for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because we want you to come.
We want you to come and enjoy. Don't let the devil twist it. You know, the devil is a twister.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday morning, we have enjoyed. Because the whole week, we says that love is the principle. Love is the principal thing. Mm-hmm. Love is the foundation. Mm-hmm. Love is the key. Mm-hmm. Love is the key by which all other fruit comes mm-hmm. from. So you can't get joy without love mm-hmm. because joy comes from love. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. So first, get the first one, love.
Mm-hmm.
And beloved, he who born of God shows love
mm-hmm.
because God is love.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot have a born-again life and not have love. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's your love you have. You know, because we have our own love here. And we have our own love affair.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about the love of God,
mm-hmm.
the real love, the agape love.
Mm-hmm.
That love is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It supersedes all other love.
Mm-hmm.
It's the higher love. And God is calling us to that higher level,
mm-hmm.
not the lower level. So he's calling us up to the higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
And take, for instance, we have laws in the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
The country set laws and says we should abide by those laws. Rightly so.
Yes.
But once we come to God, we don't have to worry about those laws. Because the law of God is perfect. It's above the law of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to worry about breaking. Ain't not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you keep a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about all those things. The standard of God is higher than the standard of man.
So that just explained verse 23. Where it's in Galatians chapter 5 verse 23. It says, against such there is no law. So that just explained it right there. Because a lot of times you think, against there such is no law. Well, what does that mean? That just means what Pastor said. When we're operating here in these fruits of the Spirit, then we're not going to have a desire to do things that are going to fall under that unlawful.
Oh, come on.
Class, because stuff that's unlawful, right, is stuff that's dangerous. Stuff that's unlawful is stuff that hurts people.
Yes.
Stuff that's unlawful. Think about all the laws of the land, all the reasons why people get arrested and go to jail.
Yeah.
It's not for anything good.
No. That's why they're there. But once we come to, watch this now, once we come to God, we now come under a higher sense of laws. That's the one we submit to. Mm-hmm. And it makes the law of the land silly.
Yeah, because then we're above reproach.
We're above it.
Above reproach, which means nobody's going to be able to come and question our character when we're operating in the fruit of the Spirit. We're above reproach.
Yeah.
If somebody take that false little narrative and takes it to somebody else, they're going to say, no, it can't be.
Yeah.
It's not. That's not true.
Yeah.
And they're going to shut it down because they see the fruit of the Spirit, evidence in that person's life, and they know that that person's demeanor is above reproach. Not in pride, but rooted in the love of God.
Because Monday, when we opened the program, we said rooted in Christ, growing in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So when you're rooted in Christ, you grow in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you are growing in the Spirit, you are growing in love. And you are now producing the fruit that comes from love, which is joy. So I have the joy of the Lord. He's my strength. Because where do my joy comes from? Rooted in Christ.
And if somebody says, I love you, then they should be demonstrating right behind that, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes.
If somebody says, I love you, and then they are very harsh or very against you in their actions or their talk, they're not showing the love of Christ.
Yes.
There's evidence of his love. So when somebody says that they love you, make sure that they're loving you with the love of God and not with the version of love that they have created.
Yeah. Because and I believe that on this Friday morning, as we wrap the thing up, we wrap the whole teaching up, First Corinthians chapter 13, which people call that the love chapter. But and yes, it is very important. And that's great chapter. But you cannot do that chapter without Galatians chapter 5. I'm just letting you know. You cannot do that First Corinthians chapter 13 without Galatians chapter 5. Because Galatians chapter 5 is the key. Is the key. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it's talk about, it sort of give you definition. What is real love? Love is kind. Love is patient. Love does not being puffed up. Love, though, and it says, you know what? I'm not looking at it because it's in my head, that, but it says, though I speak with the voice of angels and have no love, I'm like a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. Okay, so we look at it. But what love is it talking about? Galatians chapter 5 is what he's talking about.
He's talking about the love of God.
God.
Because, you know, people read this at a wedding, but it's not talking about a husband and a wife. It's Paul talking himself and God.
Yes.
The love that he encountered. Because think, as Saul, all of the mess that he was out there doing and all of the things that could have been working against his conscience and his calling, but because he knew the love of God, he was transformed. So though he previously had fruit of destruction, he had fruit of the wicked one, he was out there doing all kinds of craziness in the name of religion. After he experiences the love of God, he brings then the fruit of the Spirit. He's able to operate in the fruits of the Spirit even when people are coming against him, even when people are accusing him and arresting him and putting him on trial for doing the work of God. He's able to continue to operate in the Spirit of God. And then here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he starts off with I. He's talking about himself. He's judging his behavior based on love.
Yes.
So he's going through and he's reminding himself of what love is. You know, usually when people go to a wedding, oh, they, you know, they may say to one another, oh, which one do you think the pastor is going to say? Yeah, First Corinthians or whatever popular ones, yeah, you know, and people just think it as just like a rote tradition of a ceremony.
Yes, but
he's really talking with himself and how the love of God changed his perspective and his expectations for love, because he previously operated under works. He operated under the law. And he says it. Paul says it over and over. He said, hey, that was me. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I was taught at the feet of the best Pharisees. I have the best education in biblical studies. Yes. He's saying like all this stuff, all of the customs of the law that he fulfilled. But at the same time, he was fighting against Christ in the name of religion. So what this wasn't our agenda today. Today we were going to be in James chapter 1, and we were going to continue. We're going to continue with joy because, you know, a lot of times people, they hear about joy, they know that joy exists, but they just can't find that connection to joy. Well, that connection is the love of Christ.
What a way to end it this week, Dad.
That is the connection. So when James says in James chapter 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So we know this scripture, but when we are in a various trial, we're not thinking about counting it all joy. The enemy's coming and he's telling us all this bad things that's going to continue to happen to us, and God's not with us, God is not looking out for us, and God doesn't hear us, and that's why this didn't go the way that we thought that it was going to go. That's the default. That's where our mind goes. It goes to carnality. So we have to override that. How do we override that? By the Spirit.
Yes.
So then we have the directives here in the book of James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. So what he's saying, take your attention off the details, the spiral, the cannon, the avalanche snowball of the various trials and turn your attention to the joy. Count it all joy. So remember, the joy is rooted in the love. So we could find the joy because God loves us and he's with us. And even though this various trial seems like it's going to take us out, we know that it can't take us out because God is with us.
That's it. And God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And so our life is wrapped up in love.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
because it's wrapped up in the security mm-hmm. of love, and we now know that love mm-hmm. casts mm-hmm. out the fear mm-hmm. that is coming up in me.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect love mm-hmm. casts out
all fear.
Fear. Mm-hmm. So I have the perfect love of God that now gives me the peace and the joy, mm-hmm. which next week we will mm-hmm. touch on the peace.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have peace unless you have love.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have peace unless you have joy.
Mm-hmm.
So love, joy, followed by peace.
And joy does not make love, but love makes joy. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Us in our weakness, you are strong. Though we feel unworthy, we